Thank you for calling Pfizer First Connect. This call may be monitored for quality assurance. If you are calling about the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, please visit www.cvdvaccine.com. That's www.cvdvaccine.com for information such as storage, administration, and other frequently asked questions about our COVID-19 vaccine. Or to hear this information now, please say COVID or press one. Otherwise, thank you. We understand that you would like to hear more about our COVID-19 vaccine. Please press nine to continue. Thank you for calling the customer service center for the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, also known as COMIRNATY COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. The licensed COMIRNATY vaccine has the same formulation as the authorized vaccine, Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, and the products can be used interchangeably to provide the vaccination series without presenting any safety or effectiveness concerns. The products are legally distinct, with certain differences that do not impact safety or effectiveness. The emergency uses of the vaccine have not been approved or licensed by FDA, but have been authorized by FDA under an emergency use authorization, EUA, to prevent coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, for use in individuals 12 years of age and older. The emergency uses are only authorized for the duration of the declaration that circumstances exist justifying the authorization of emergency use of the medical product under Section 564(b)(1) of the FD&C Act, unless the declaration is terminated or authorization revoked sooner. Before we continue, I need to share the following important safety information with you. Indication and authorized use. How is the vaccine given? The vaccine will be given to you as an injection into the muscle. Primary series. The vaccine is administered as a two-dose series 3 weeks apart. A third dose may be administered at least 4 weeks after the second dose to individuals who are determined to have certain kinds of immunocompromise. Booster dose. A single booster dose of the vaccine may be administered to individuals 65 years of age and older, 18 through 64 years of age at high risk of severe COVID-19, 18 through 64 years of age whose frequent institutional or occupational exposure to SARS-CoV-2 puts them at high risk of serious complications of COVID-19, including severe COVID-19. What is the indication and authorized use? The FDA-approved COMIRNATY COVID-19 vaccine mRNA and the FDA-authorized Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine under emergency use authorization, EUA, have the same formulation and can be used interchangeably to provide the COVID-19 vaccination series. COMIRNATY COVID-19 vaccine mRNA is an FDA-approved COVID-19 vaccine made by Pfizer for BioNTech. It is approved as a two-dose series for prevention of COVID-19 in individuals 16 years of age and older. It is also authorized under EUA to provide a two-dose primary series in individuals 12 through 15 years, a third primary series dose in individuals 12 years of age and older who have been determined to have certain kinds of immunocompromise, a single booster dose in individuals 65 years of age and older, 18 through 64 years of age at high risk of severe COVID-19, 18 through 64 years of age whose frequent institutional or occupational exposure to SARS-CoV-2 puts them at high risk of serious complications of COVID-19, including severe COVID-19. The Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine has received EUA from FDA to provide a two-dose primary series in individuals 12 years of age and older, a third primary series dose for individuals 12 years of age and older who have been determined to have certain kinds of immunocompromise, a single booster dose in individuals 65 years of age and older, 18 through 64 years of age at high risk of severe COVID-19, 18 through 64 years of age whose frequent institutional or occupational exposure to SARS-CoV-2 puts them at high risk of serious complications of COVID-19, including severe COVID-19. Important safety information. You should not get the vaccine if you had a severe allergic reaction after a previous dose of this vaccine, had a severe allergic reaction to any ingredient of this vaccine. Tell the vaccination provider about all of your medical conditions, including if you have any allergies, have had myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, or pericarditis, inflammation of the lining outside the heart, have a fever, have a bleeding disorder, or are on a blood thinner, are immunocompromised, or are on a medicine that affects your immune system, are pregnant, plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding, have received another COVID-19 vaccine, have ever fainted in association with an injection. The vaccine may not protect everyone. Side effects reported with the vaccine include: there is a remote chance that the vaccine could cause a severe allergic reaction. A severe allergic reaction would usually occur within a few minutes to 1 hour after getting a dose of the vaccine. For this reason, your vaccination provider may ask you to stay at the place where you received your vaccine for monitoring after vaccination. Signs of a severe allergic reaction can include difficulty breathing, swelling of your face and throat, a fast heartbeat, a bad rash all over your body, dizziness, and weakness. If you experience a severe allergic reaction, call 911 or go to the nearest hospital. Myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, and pericarditis, inflammation of the lining outside the heart, have occurred in some people who have received the vaccine. In most of these people, symptoms began within a few days following receipt of the second dose of the vaccine. The chance of having this occur is very low. You should seek medical attention right away if you have any of the following symptoms after receiving the vaccine: chest pain, shortness of breath, feelings of having a fast beating, fluttering, or pounding heart. Side effects that have been reported with the vaccine include severe allergic reactions, non-severe allergic reactions such as rash, itching, hives, or swelling of the face, myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, pericarditis, inflammation of the lining outside the heart, injection site pain, tiredness, headache, muscle pain, chills, joint pain, fever, injection site swelling, injection site redness, nausea, feeling unwell, swollen lymph nodes, lymphadenopathy, decreased appetite, diarrhea, vomiting, arm pain, fainting in association with injection of the vaccine. These may not be all the possible side effects of the vaccine. Serious and unexpected side effects may occur. The possible side effects of the vaccine are still being studied in clinical trials. Call the vaccination provider or your healthcare provider if you have any side effects that bother you or do not go away. Data on administration of this vaccine at the same time as other vaccines have not yet been submitted to FDA. If you are considering receiving this vaccine with other vaccines, discuss your options with your healthcare provider. Patients should always ask their healthcare providers for medical advice about adverse events. Report negative side effects of vaccines to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Visit http://www.vaers.hhs.gov or call 1-800-822-7967. In addition, you can report side effects to Pfizer, Inc. at www.pfizersafetyreporting.com or by calling 1-800-438-1985. For the most recent full prescribing information, 16-plus years of age, EUA fact sheet for vaccination providers, 12-plus years of age, and recipients and caregivers fact sheet, 12-plus years of age, please visit www.comirnaty.com. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911 to report a suspected side effect, adverse reaction, or concern about any Pfizer product, say report, or press 1. Please note that information provided here is specific to the United States. Therefore, if you are calling from Canada, please say Canada or press 2. Otherwise,